You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Tuesday, it is August 19th, and we are ready to go. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hopefully you kicked off your work week pretty well yesterday, being a Monday. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Just pretty much a lazy day yesterday. Didn't do much. I will share with you. my auntie Mercedes and my mom, they send me the most interesting emails. I couldn't get it out of my head. I get an email yesterday and they sent me an email on organ harvesting. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I guess it's a story.
Explain it to people who don't know what it is, though.
Well, I don't know I can't fully flesh it out. It's essentially a story on a guy that almost got his kidney trafficked. And on the top of the email, it says, "Be careful." That's from my auntie and my mom.
Are they suggesting that it has to do with the city that you're living in now?
No, you know what? It's any city I live in. It's anywhere. They'll send me the like, if they see something on the news and it's like drug epidemic going, you know, happening across the country, they'll send me emails and text messages. Be careful, even though I've never done a drug in my life. Like, what would you call that? Extreme
anxiety, to quote Dochi.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for where you are always worried that something bad is going to happen? It's kind of like Murphy's Law. If something bad is going to happen, it will happen. I'm not sure what that is. They're just worried about you though, right?
That's exactly what it is. But it's like, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation, but they're worried about me in situations that they really shouldn't. But I understand and appreciate the sentiment. But it's just, I couldn't get it out of my head. It's like the, you know, how do you respond to that? I'm like, thank you so much, auntie. Love you, mom. I appreciate you looking out for me.
Yeah. Now you're going to look up organ harvesting and you're going to understand it better. And you're not going to fall for the, hey, can I buy you a drink? And then all of a sudden you wake up in a bathtub with ice surrounding you, you know? So they actually did you a favor. That's the way I look at it, you know?
This is very true. Does your mother send you emails like this?
No, my mom just texts me. She just texts me like sweet things like, love you. Love mom. It says who this text is from, mom. You don't have to put love mom on your text, but it's very sweet. She's kind of one of those people that is like eternal sunshine. She's just always looking for the bright side of things and always there to give a pep talk and stuff like that. I kind of wish she would give me stuff like warning me about life, like things that I need to know about.
Maybe we could trade someday.
A little swap for the week.
How was your day?
It was good. Last night I went out to dinner with one of our coworkers who's in town, and we met at a restaurant that my husband and I go to at Durango Station, and he's like, just something like casual. We're just gonna kind of reconnect and just see what's going on. And it was funny, as I was walking in, I'm like, man, I come to this place with my husband and they're gonna see me with this guy and they don't know who this guy is.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, oh gosh. I was like, maybe I should have gone somewhere where they don't know me. So the whole time I'm like, this is my coworker. And they're like, hello. And I was just like, man, I got so paranoid. I'm like, okay, it's pretty obvious this is like a business meeting, you know? And it was actually very low key. We talked about business maybe like 10 minutes. The rest was talking about his family and their hops farm in Oregon and my family and where they're from. So it was a good connect. But the whole time I'm like, oh, let me introduce you to the so-and-so. This is my coworker. They're like, you know, I was just I got so paranoid about it.
You know what, though? It's good you're doing that, because you never know these days with rumors and social media.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little tidbit can turn into something that you never planned. So I get it.
I think you could tell from the body language, though. It was very businesslike. It was like, hello, how are you today?
Were you sitting at a different table?
No, pretty close. We were directly across from each other. But yeah, it was just like, yeah, it was good, though. It was a good connect. And so, yeah, he's going to be here at the radio station today. So it was nice to kind of meet up with him and hear about his family and his background and stuff. So yeah, that was pretty much it. I got home, did some work last night, and ready to go this morning. We have so much coming up. A lot of people already calling this morning about our prizes today. 7:30 with the Mega Minute. We are giving away those passes to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show. And not only that, but you'll qualify for the grand prize, which is backstage access, a VIP merch bag, all sorts of cool stuff. So that's on the way this morning at 7:30. Let's do it. Let's start the show. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Danny California by Red Hot Chili Peppers? Do you want to hear Motown Philly by Boyz II Men? Do you want to hear Don't You by the Pussycat Dolls? Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Those are your choices. You can get your votes in right now. Tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. Vote on our Facebook page. That's Mercedes in the Morning. Or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're gonna want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, speaking of moms, my mom texted me yesterday we're talking about something totally different. We're gonna talk about the shocking surprise or fact that you learned recently. I learned something so bizarre yesterday. Yeah, that I don't know if you guys are going to believe it. We'll tell you what that was coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Motown Philly by Boyz II Men is the pre-show you pick them.
You choose the music. Let's go. You pick it. We play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Pre-show you pick them.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up? Boys, I'm in effect. Yeah.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Okay, I'm about to tell you guys something that you will 100% repeat to your friends or your coworkers, or maybe even the random person standing behind you in line at Starbucks. It's that weird. It's that unforgettable. I learned this yesterday, and you're not going to get this out of your head once you hear it. Are you guys ready?
So ready.
Steph, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Did you know that Vladimir Putin travels with a poop suitcase?
Ew. Wait, hold on. What? Tell me more. I need to...
An actual suitcase that is dedicated to his bathroom business, you guys. His security detail collects his waste wherever he goes. They seal it up and they haul it around so no one can steal a sample and run tests on it to find out any information about his health, what medications he takes, stuff like that. Like, I can't even get my husband to hold my purse when I'm trying on something at Nordstrom. And this man has a whole government agency that's assigned to his number twos. Imagine, like, your job title on something like that. Senior Analyst, International Poop Protection Division, or something like that. You know, it's just, when I read that yesterday, I was like, you're kidding me. He has a poop suitcase. That's the kind of job that... You know, you pray your parents never tell anyone that you do.
Whatever that handler is getting paid, it's not enough.
It's crazy.
I'm not in their shoes, but is that necessary?
I think when you're kind of like in his position, probably you don't want. He's very secretive. You don't know what he's taking, what his health is like, stuff like that. But here's the thing. Now that I know this, this is going to be my new go-to fun fact. Like when sit me at a wedding reception table with strangers, and when it's time for, hey, tell us something interesting about you. I'm not talking about myself. I'm not talking about my hobbies. I'm going to be like, did you guys know that Putin has a poop suitcase? Like, that's going to be like ice broken. Do you have a conversation starter or something, your odd fact that you know that always gets a reaction from people when you tell them? 702-364-9400. What's the most shocking or surprising fact that you know?
Okay, I don't have a poop suitcase. Sorry, but I will share with you ladies that honey lasts forever.
There's no expiration date on honey.
There's no expiration. And I used to think it did. I would throw out, you know, unused honey all the time because it gets darker, right? It crystallizes it. It crystallizes. And every time I saw it, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's gone bad. And then finally, I took someone to the grocery store. We were just having a conversation about different types of honey. And he told me that it never expires. Who would have thought?
I feel like that's goes back to like nature. You know, if it's created naturally, there's nothing... No preservatives, nothing like that. Like, you can depend on nature for stuff like that. I think that's a great fun fact. Steph, do you have a fun fact? And what's yours? 702-364-9400. Do you have something that is like your icebreaker?
This one blew my mind when I found out. Did you guys know that octopuses have three hearts?
Three hearts.
I guess two of the hearts, they pump blood throughout their gills, and then the third heart pumps the rest of throughout their body. And if you've noticed, a lot of octopuses crawl instead of swim because they prefer that because it's less exhausting for them on their hearts.
Oh, so I mean, the heart is like the engine. Essentially, they have three engines working inside them.
Yes, and then get this, their blood isn't red, it's blue.
I always heard ours was really blue and it didn't turn red until it hit the oxygen.
Oh,
but yeah. I don't think that's true. I don't know. Does anybody know? That's fascinating. I did not know that they had three hearts. That is an icebreaker. I love that one. We're getting some texts here. 702-364-9400. Mine is simple. This says dolphins have names for each other. What? Like they name each other? Like, this is Sal, but it's in like dolphin language.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
And then
okay.
This one is, that's interesting. This one says, oh my God, OMG, my icebreaker fact is that sharks existed before trees. Imagine that, swimming around with zero shade. I did not. Wow, how did you guys know all this stuff? This is amazing. This one says, did you guys know that wombat poop is cube shaped so it doesn't roll away? Oh, don't be making me Google wombat poop this morning. Poop.
Now I wonder what their buds look like.
Oh, are you in the poop suitcase, wombat poop?
I know. I mean, if you don't have enough fun facts to tell your coworkers today, we can't help you anymore. You are locked and loaded. It's Mix 94.1. You know
I'm impatient. So why... Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. It's August 19th, 6:03. Thanks for getting up early with us, guys. It's so good to have you here. I was talking about my day yesterday, went and had dinner last night with a coworker. Before that, though, something really funny happened. Have you ever had a car that you should not be driving on the roadways, where it was almost undrivable, but you made a way to make it drive? My friend, she got into an accident a couple of weeks ago, and for some reason she hasn't taken her car to the body shop yet. And so she had to come by yesterday early afternoon to drop something off. And I went outside and I was talking to her, and I noticed that she has this trash bag taped over the front where the panel is like completely mangled. Now, I don't know what she thinks it's doing. I don't know if she thinks it's like aerodynamics, maybe.
I'm
not sure. Keep the squirrels out, but that's not even the wildest part. She tells me now that her windows don't go up or down since the accident. And when the accident happened, her driver's side window was down. So now it's permanently down. And she's been driving all over town like that. Like, window down, and it's 100 and however many degrees out there. I mean, we haven't had any rain yet. It's been a little windy, but like drive-throughs, all that. The girl is living like she's in a parade every day because the window is open. Did you ever have a car where you shouldn't have had it on the roadways? Technically, there was something wrong with it, or you had to get creative when it came to starting the car. Does anyone have one of those? I kept making fun of her. I'm like, what is this? Why don't you get your car fixed? She's like, I haven't had time. I'm like, this looks terrible, but she's still driving it around. Have you ever had that? 702-364-9400.
You know, you got me thinking, and my car got broken into a couple years ago, and they totally demolished the back window, and it took a while. I had to wait a couple days. Now, you know what? It was a week to find someone to actually replace the glass and deal with all the insurance and whatnot. So for about a week, I was driving around with, I had to tape up cardboard to the entire back window of my ride and then secure the sides with duct tape. And where I was living at the time, there's a lot of crime. So I had to put disclaimer on the back. It says, nothing to steal here, because I don't want to get broken into again. Can you imagine getting your car broken into once and then getting it broken into again?
Yeah, that would be very frustrating.
Yeah. So I was riding around town and...
nothing to see here. Move along to the next car.
Exactly. And by the way, your friend... sounds like she was in, I mean, if you think about it, she's like in a little mini sauna, if you think about it.
Yeah, I was just like, that is brutal. I'm like, don't you get hot? She's like, I just cranked the air conditioning. I'm like, well, at least that still works, you know? But it's such a mess. It looks so bad. I'm like, when are you going to get this fixed? And she's like, I don't know. I'll think about it. Like, it's just like, oh, this is rough. We're getting some texts here. This one says, I once drove for 2 months with my hood bungee corded shut. Looked like my car was wearing a helmet. This one says, the floor on the driver's side of my car rusted through so I could see the road.
Oh,
my
man.
Friends called it the Flintstone car.
With the feet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I could just see you like using your little feet when you're going up a hill, trying to get up that hill. That is hilarious. This text just came in. My first car had the power steering go out and was a real arm workout every time I went somewhere for about a month.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, you got to really put something into that to turn that car just on a right-hand turn.
Yeah,
you know?
you gotta
work on it. So yeah. Lift those weights, guys. A lot coming up on the show this morning. Don't go anywhere. At 7:30, we've got your four-pack of tickets to the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Live Glow and Fire show at the Orleans Arena, and you'll qualify for the grand prize. Upgraded tickets, backstage tour, merch, behind the scenes access, so much cool stuff. At 7 this morning, another round of Beat Mercedes. We're up to a $250 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. And on the way next, we have What's Trending. The MTV VMAs just revealed the first round of performers, and let's just say it's a lineup that might break the UBS Arena floor where they're being held. Who's taking the stage? Who's getting honored? And why are you going to want to have your phone ready to vote? That's coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
The MTV VMAs are trending this morning. MTV, they just dropped their first performers for this year's VMAs. And it's a lineup. We're talking Sabrina Carpenter on that lineup, which just with her new album coming out, she's just as big as she's been for the past two summers. So that's a huge get. Also performing, Ricky Martin is going to be on stage. It's been a minute since we've seen Ricky perform. Also, one of my favorites, Somber, is going to be performing. Guy with the number one song in the country right now, Alex Warren's going to be performing. We also have J Balvin, DJ Snake, and Busta Rhymes. Yes, they're going to have to reinforce the stage. It's gonna be huge. As a matter of fact, J Balvin, he is bringing the party with Zun Zun, and then he's going to debut Noventa with DJ Snake. So it's gonna be loud. It's going to be cool. Ricky Martin and Busta Rhymes, they are both picking up awards for special like moon person trophies, which is going to be cool. Ricky's going to get the Latin Icon Award. Busta's going to take home the Rock the Bells Visionary Awards. So basically two living legends finally getting their flowers. So that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, I like the diversity in this. I'm with you. I'm definitely a Somber fan. Did you know he went to the same... He's like 20 years old. He went to the same high school as Nicki Minaj.
I did not know that.
Yeah, like apparently LaGuardia over there in New York, they got a lot of celebrities that come out of there, man. I'm with you. Somber, Alex Warren. I'm probably... If I was to choose like... Top two for me, I'd say Sabrina Carpenter and Somber. How about you?
Yeah, I'm just really excited about Somber for sure. I think that's gonna, he's gonna really get new eyes on him, and I think people are gonna really appreciate him. He's great. So that's that. Lady Gaga leads nominations with 12. Bruno Mars has 11. Kendrick Lamar 10. And Sabrina, she's right up there with 8. Your faves are fighting for airtime on this one. First time nominees include Somber, Alex Warden, Rosé, Gigi Perez, Damiano David, Leon Thomas, Lola Young, The Marías, Jennie, Jimin, and Jisoo, all first-time nominees. So the VMAs are also adding two new categories this year, Best Country and Best Pop Artist. So the fan voting is actually open right now, and pro tip, between 10 p. and 11 p. our time, daily, you can double your votes. So you can vote anytime, but if you do it in between that 1 hour, your vote counts as two votes. So if you really want to see your favorite artist win, do it then. The whole thing goes down on Sunday, September 7th, live from the UBS Arena in New York, hosted by LL Cool J. It's going to air on CBS, MTV, Paramount Plus is going to have it, and that is What's Trending.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We are super excited for the Summerlin South Little League team. If you saw, they got another win and they are one win away from winning the Little League World Series. We have Coach TJ Fexer, who's going to be joining us on the show at 7:20 this morning. We're going to talk about the win, the pressure, and the controversy. Did you guys see what the latest controversy is about the team?
Read a little bit about the piece. I definitely am intrigued. I'm interested to hear more.
Well, it's this happened at not this last game, but the game before. And some people were saying that their play was unsportsmanlike. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. So basically, the team was, and correct me if I'm wrong, the team was winning, and their coach is under fire because they were running up the score. The team was up 13-1. He had players still stealing bases and scoring on pass balls, and some critics are saying that it really crossed the line of sportsmanship, and then others are arguing that it was just smart strategy. Ending the game early under the mercy rule was going to save his pitchers for future rounds, so no rules were broken. But the debate is still going on. Do you think that youth coaches should go full throttle until the last out, or should they ease up once the game is clearly in hand, 13-1? I'm seeing a lot of back and forth on that. 702-364-9400. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I'm not a baseball expert, but what I do know, and this seems pretty black and white to me, it's excessive. It really is. It's excessive. It's over the top.
The keeping the you know, the foot on the gas.
Yeah, really? Yeah, absolutely. Well, you said they're already winning, right? It was a shutout, essentially, correct?
Yeah, but it's a Little League World Series. I mean, they didn't break any rules. I feel like they played the game the way it's supposed to be played, you know?
I get that, but they're also kids. And you also said sportsmanship. So it's part of, to me, part of sportsmanship is showing empathy. Right? Showing empathy for the other team. If you already look, at the end of the day, they're already going to win. So it's kind of like, yeah, have you ever been in a game and someone's like rubbing the win in your face? They already know that they're going to win. They're like, take that. You know, that's what it feels like to me.
I feel like the idea that you should ease up when you're ahead, it's not only unfair to the players on your team, but it's insulting to the kids on the other side. You're basically saying, we don't think you're good enough to come back, so we're just going to take it easy on you. I don't think that's sportsmanship. I think that's pity. And strategy-wise, there's a mercy rule in Little League. And so, but pushing to end the game in the sixth inning, the coach is saving his players for the next game. That I think that's smart baseball, and baseball is my favorite sport, and I think that is completely smart. I think that is not bad sportsmanship. If anything, he gave his team the best chance to go deeper into the tournament, which is literally his job. So, you know, if for people who are saying, oh, they were going to win anyway, that's I feel like that's missing the point. You don't get to tell a team when to stop competing. Should they stop swinging the bat when they go up there? Or
yes.
Should the pitchers just lob meatballs over the plates on the other team? I mean, of course not. You got to keep playing.
I see where you're going with this. Let's see what
Ken says. Ken, hey, good morning. What's your take?
Good morning, guys. I think that they did nothing wrong because this is a game, and scoring big and scoring as much as they like as much as they can is also a part of the game, you know. And I think, you know, the losing team, if anything, they should be taught, you know, this is just a game and not to put too much in losing. But the thing is, ultimately, they won the game, but I don't see why they had to ease off and have a lower score.
You don't want to insult the other team. Like I feel like they did nothing wrong. They didn't violate any rules. Thanks, Ken, for your call. Anthony, go ahead.
No, they didn't do anything wrong. I'm with you on that. But it's about being a good sportsman and showing respect and showing some empathy. And at the end of the day, do you want those kids to go home crying?
Well, they're not going to go home crying. I mean, we don't know that. Well, okay, let's say they do go home crying. That's going to teach them to be stronger in the end. That part of the game is winning and losing. Learn how to be a good winner. Learn how to be a good loser. Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. This is a Little League World Series. This isn't a Make-A-Wish kid series. These kids go to win. Whether they beat them by one or they beat them by the mercy rule, it doesn't matter. They need to go meet their goals. If the other team sucks, that's their problem.
But if this was just like a regular game, like that there's nothing riding on it, like maybe do whatever. But the Little League World Series, there's one thing you want to do there, and that's win, right?
Yeah, but they're going to win anyway.
Don't know that. You don't know that.
True, but how about the heart? Where's the heart in this?
Wait, you can have heart. So in the Super Bowl, if you're like, you shouldn't try to win. No, I don't want to make them feel bad, you know?
They're going to win anyway, Mercedes.
You don't know that. Matt, good morning. What do you think? But this is my husband, Matt.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Matt, you forgot to note.
I didn't know. I didn't see the note on the screen. Hey, good morning, babe. What do you think?
Good morning, guys. The Summerlin team's getting throttled yesterday, and yet what happens during the Connecticut South Dakota game? Connecticut did the same exact thing. These kids, they've played their entire existences playing this sport. Their parents have invested in massive amounts of sums of money to get their kid to where they're at. Now, this isn't a normal random Little League game. This is the Little League World Series on the other side of the country. Right?
Right,
yeah.
You play to win. You don't pick up your ball and leave the playground because you didn't get your way. This is get it on and get done and get the prize.
But Matt,
that's how this works out.
But Matt, they're going to win anyway. They were going to win regardless. It was a shutout. What?
How do you know that? You don't know until the man says game over. Have a good day.
That's like the game we played.
I have a crystal ball. I know all. I can tell the future, and I knew who was going to win before the game even started.
But
okay?
That's the you brought up a good.
Julian took his ball from the playground.
Matt, you brought up a really good point. The game yesterday, the Summerlin team was getting, like you said, throttled. It looked like we were going to lose, and then they came out back.
No hit.
Yeah, they were pitching a no hitter against this team. So if they would have just given up, then that would have sucked because they ended up winning on a walk-off home run. So, hey, calm down, babe. I love you.
Calm down, babe. This is why I stick to pickleball.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it'll be interesting. I can't wait to talk to coach when he comes on the show. TJ Fexer, he's the coach of the Summerlin South Little League team. They did nothing wrong. This is life, man. You gotta come win with the winners and lose with the losers and walk away a better person. But we'll talk to him about the controversy and all of that coming up right around 7:20. It's Mix 94.1.
You ready? It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Taylor Swift had another countdown on her website yesterday. And she announced her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. She's already rolling out alternate covers. This one is called The Shiny Bug Collection, and it comes in two vinyl variants, Violet Shimmer Marbled and Wintergreen and Onyx Marbled. They look really cool, and I know they sold out like right away, and it's a one-time deal. Like, she's making them one time, and that's it. So if you didn't get one, you're probably not going to get one unless you're willing to spend some big money on eBay. The same photo of Taylor in her showgirl outfit, it's just a different spin on the colors. They're limited edition. Like I said, they were available for 48 hours or until they sold out, which they did. So yeah, if you blink, they're gone. The album itself, though, it drops on October 3rd.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this alternate album cover. Some people are saying, Mercedes, that it's risque. Is it really? Do you think it's risque? Because I'm looking at it and it looks she's not wearing anything more or less than anything I haven't seen previously in her career or album cover. So is it really that risque?
What, like risque for being like a showgirl outfit or what?
I don't know. I was just reading some of the comments saying this is risque. I guess they're meaning like sexually, or maybe she's wearing.
She's a 35-year-old woman. Like, yeah. I think I don't see anything. And like, she is epitomizing a showgirl. So they obviously do show some skin. I don't see anything risque about it personally, but I wonder who is saying that. That's interesting.
We'll track them down. I'll let you know.
Yeah, please let me know. Yeah. Also this morning, so Kellogg's, they are finally giving the boot to artificial dyes in their cereal by the end of 2027. So that means goodbye to blue milk and hello to slightly more muted colored milk. Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, all the cereals that made our tongues look like highlighters, they're about to go natural. Other big names like General Mills and Kraft Heinz, they're doing it too. So apparently it's a new trend. Meanwhile, I just still want answers on what exactly marshmallow flavor is in Lucky Charms. They say they're marshmallow flavored. Well, they're marshmallows, so they should be marshmallow flavored, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about it.
That always confused me. But I'm actually glad that they're taking out these artificial dyes. I just do not like them. There's one thing that I cannot eat, and it's anything that's blue. Mm-hmm. Blue colored, I will not eat it because that just screams artificial to me. If it's a blue M&M, don't eat it. If it's blue anything, will not eat it. It just seems so artificial.
What type of cereal are you into? Are you Cheerios? Are you granola?
I don't really eat cereal, honestly. When I was a kid, I used to love like Cocoa Puffs and Cocoa Pebbles, stuff like that. But yeah, I haven't had cereal in a long time. What about you?
I have not changed my cereal in years. I do Bran Flakes, I do Cheerios, and I do granola, and that's it. I honestly don't.
Boring stuff.
I'm boring. Yeah. I don't think I've ever even had Lucky Charms, if I can be honest with you.
Oh, you haven't had them?
I've never, because of what you said. They're too colorful for me.
Yeah. That's why I never liked Fruit Loops, because they were just like, oh, this looks so artificial, but my husband loved Fruit Loops. So yeah, it's just the artificial coloring, they'll still taste the same. We don't need that red dye number 5 or whatever it is. So that's going to be rolling in the next couple of years. And then finally this morning, a new poll is out and it says that 38% of people admit that they lie about their age when meeting someone new. And shocker, men are twice as likely to do it. Here's the kicker, though. 62% of people say lying about your age is a deal breaker, which is hilarious because how do you think they're going to find out? Like, you know, when you are finally getting married, oh, by the way, I lied about my age. You know, people have also admitted to using decade-old photos online, being told they're too old for things and feeling underestimated by society. Honestly, the best sign of getting old isn't wrinkles. It's when you stop updating your operating systems. That's what I think it is. My mom has like, she's like six updates behind on her iPhone update. You
it's
know?
My mom too.
You're in the dating world. Do you find that people lie a lot when it comes to their age?
Oh, it's getting hot in here. Maybe we should move on, Mercedes.
Oh, are you the one lying?
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Oh,
can we not talk about this?
You're the one lying about it.
Can we save this topic for like, let's put in the prep and let's talk about it tomorrow.
All they have to do is ask you what's your favorite cereal and you're going to say Bran Flakes and they're going to like, oh, okay, I know how old you are.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Okay, we've got our contestant. Is it Kaylee?
Callie.
Good morning, Callie. You're caller 20.
Yay.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, you're cutting out. Can you hear me? Are you driving this morning?
Yes, I'm good, and you? Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's a little crackly, but I think we can make it work. Here's the deal, Callie. You just have to guess the song and the artist faster than I can this morning. If you do that, we're hooking it up. A $250 diamond pendant from Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's play Beat Mercedes. I'm going to leave the studio right now. Good luck, Callie. Bye.
Bye, Mercedes. Bye. Mercedes is exiting the studio. She cannot hear a thing, Callie. Okay, let me break it down for you. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. And once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. Okay? And once you say got it, I stop the clock and the song. And you have 5 seconds to say something. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay, let's do it, Callie. Beat Mercedes starts now.
Okay,
you gotta say got it.
I don't know it.
You got 3 more seconds.
You must okay, got it.
Okay, what you got? What you got, Callie? You got 3 more seconds to take a guess. 3, 2
I don't know.
1. That's okay. We're gonna bring in Mercedes. We're gonna bring Mercedes and see how you do, okay?
Mercedes!
All right. Mercedes. Okay. How are we feeling, Mercedes?
She's coming in.
Okay, she's
getting
coming
situated.
In.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are we feeling?
Good. I'm ready to go. Let's do this. I can't decide if that was long or not. It kind of felt long, but I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. Okay. Beat Mercedes. Sound starts now.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
This is my mom's favorite song. What's Love Got to Do with It by Tina Turner.
Clock stopped. At 1.3 seconds. And you're right. It's Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It? Conversely, Callie maxed out and she took the allotted time and she did not guess. But to be honest, she didn't guess anything. It was that difficult, which means you got it.
That means our diamond pendant just got bigger. That's the bright side of it, you guys. Callie, I'm sorry. Yeah, unfair advantage on that one. Mom listens to this song all the time to this day, like her favorite. And that means, yeah, we now have a $275 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Every day we play Beat Mercedes, 7 o'clock. So your next chance to win will be tomorrow. And coming up in just a couple of minutes, Summerlin South Little League coach TJ Fexer on the show. It's Mix 94.1.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
That it's only- Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Summerlin South's incredible Little League World Series run continues, and we are super excited because we have one of the guys behind the team ready to give us all the details on what's going on with the game, the pressure, all of it, on the phone right now. One of the coaches from Summerlin South Little League, Coach TJ Fexer. Good morning, Woo! Coach.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Mercedes. Morning. Good morning, Julianne.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you on the show. First of all, congratulations. I mean, does this feel like a dream? I'm sure like the little kid that played baseball in you is coming out even as a coach right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This moment that these kids have been working for their whole life, and having the opportunity to compete at a district, state, regional, and now national level has been incredible and will be a lifetime memory for all.
That was one of the most dramatic games that we've seen at the Little League World Series. Walk us through those final moments. Like, what was going on through your head during the game, and how did the boys handle it?
We faced an amazing pitcher there for six innings. He competed. He was outstanding, just lights out. One of the best pitchers we've seen throughout all the tournaments. We had to hold tough and keep our bats going. Finally, he ran out of pitches. They had to put in their secondary pitcher, relief pitcher, and we knew we could compete. We're a team that can hit 1 through 12. It doesn't matter if you're the 12th kid or the first kid in our lineup, the cleanup hitter. We can compete at all positions, and Cutter Rickford came through with a big hit for us.
Some people are questioning your tactics in earlier games, saying that you guys kept the pressure on when the game was already in hand. How are you guys responding to that criticism?
Yeah, it's. I'm a little more removed from that. I don't follow social media too much in true candor, but I am aware of it. And really, there's little nuance. But once you know, we did call a steal. Once I saw it happen, we cut it out from there. Pass balls are a little different in baseball. They're a little different than a called steal. We saw that. We made quick efforts to change after that.
Well, you guys, I mean, it's the Little League World Series, right? You got to keep your foot on the gas. You guys, you're there to win, right?
Yeah, if people watched our regional game, we were down 8-0.
Yeah.
And so, look, these are great teams, and you never know what can happen. I appreciate the criticism, but also, you know, we're in the middle of the moment, it's a fine balance.
Coach, question for you. What would you say would be the major key or keys to such a successful track record with you and this team?
Absolutely. Since day one, since this team was compiled in late May, we've maintained a team effort of focus. We do process. We stick to it. We communicate. And when everybody knows what they're supposed to do and communicate with each other, you execute. And when you have a talented group like this bunch, with communication and focus, you have strong execution, and strong execution has fine results.
We're talking to Coach TJ Fexer of the Summerlin South Little League team. Coach, how are the boys handling all of this, all of the buzz, not just the wins, but like just the attention? How are they doing?
It's a very wonderful experience here in Williamsport. When we're outside the confines of the Grove is where all the international teams are hosted. You have the buzz, the atmosphere, everything you're talking about. Fans come up to them, ask for autographs, pictures, and it's great. There are many celebrities right now. It's pretty amazing. And also, it's a very wonderful spirit here, too. Inside the Grove, you have this international flavor where we're actually no parents are allowed, no outside people. It's very hard to get in here. And it's very low-key, so they get to be kids and play around, and look, they could have the big game within an hour. They were playing wiffle ball after that game last night.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Do you have any superstitious players on your team, like lucky socks, rituals, anything like that? Who is it and what do they do?
Let me tell you what. There are 12 players, 3 coaches under this roof, and I guarantee you if you're a baseball player, you have something like that going on. So we don't have time to tell them all,
okay.
But 100%. Total catch-all. There's nothing in particular I can cite, but if you don't have a superstitious thing, you're not a baseball guy.
Exactly. You have to at least not wash your socks or something.
Hey, Coach, talk to me about the community real quick. I know you touched on that briefly, but you know, I know that you've had a lot of people embracing you from casinos and local businesses, Wow Car Wash, Nacho Daddy. Now, Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys, he also really supports you guys as well, correct?
Yes. I mean, Mr. Carter, I really appreciate it, having an opportunity to meet you. Thank you. But again, that whole Las Vegas community has come together and really supported someone south. Nevada and the mountain, and I'm excited to keep it growing, and we really appreciate it. And I know Mr. Carter is a big baseball guy. Keep it up, man. I appreciate it.
Let's talk about the next game here. So you guys are playing tomorrow, and I believe it's noon our time, right? You guys are playing Connecticut. Give us the details. What do we have to look forward here? What are you guys kind of expecting in this game?
Look, this is effectively the winner's bracket championship game tomorrow. Metro, as we know them here on campus, has competed against a great Hawaii team. Hawaii is very polished, and that was a great game. They're a lively bunch. They're very athletic. We're looking forward to really a great game. You know, but to get to the winner's bracket amongst some of the top teams in the country here now is pretty incredible, and we'll be ready for the challenge.
Well, we are just beyond excited for you guys. You have this community's full support. Please send our love, not just to the boys, but to the other coaches and to the parents that are there supporting you. And, you know, I it's not easy. My kids play travel sports too. And it's not easy. I know you probably have a job that you're not going to right now. The dedication that you guys have to these kids is so admirable. And thank you for what you do. We're so excited for you.
Hey, Mercedes, I really appreciate that. And listen, we have a great community back home in Las Vegas. Love all you guys out there listening. And just keep pulling for us. Awesome. Cillian, thank you for having us.
Well, we love you. Congratulations. We will be watching.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
All right, let's get our contestant, Justine. You are caller 20.
Woo!
Good morning. Are you ready to conquer the Mega Minute, Justine?
I think so.
Okay.
I got my wife with me. I think we can do it.
Oh, what's your wife's name?
Sierra.
Hi, Sierra.
Hey.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love it. Two heads are better than one. Let's do this. You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions correctly. If you do, you guys are going to win these tickets to check out Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live. If you guys, any one of you knows the answer, just shout it out. If I hear the correct answer, we're going to move on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, here we go, ladies. If you're struggling with a question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if we have time in the end, we'll circle back to that question, okay? And
Okay. The
Mega Minute starts now.
A Triceratops has how many horns?
Three.
Yes, which restaurant offers the original Grand Slam on their menu?
Denny's.
Yes, Labor Day falls in which month?
September.
Yes. In what city does the NFL team the Lions play in?
Detroit.
Yes. Which character does Jennifer Lawrence play in the Hunger Games movie?
Pass.
What's the name of the group of a group of four musicians performing together?
Quartet.
Yes. Which artist had the debut single Complicated in 2002?
Pass.
What does the TV company NBC stand for?
Pass.
The Bengals have a song called Walk Like a What?
Pass.
The cranium is another name for what part of the body?
The Skull?
Yes. Which character does Jennifer Lawrence play in The Hunger Games? Oh, I'm sorry. Justine, Sierra, you guys actually, you did well, but just right in the middle, we got caught up on a couple of them. Jennifer Lawrence plays Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games movie. I would have accepted just Katniss on that one. What artist had the debut single Complicated in 2002? That is Avril Lavigne. The TV company NBC stands for National Broadcasting Corporation. And the Bengals have a song called Walk Like an Egyptian. Walk like an Egyptian. You guys remember that song from the 80s? I'm so sorry, you guys. That means another day, another victim of the Mega Minute. So caller 20 right now. You are going to win 4 tickets to Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live Glow and Fire on September 13th. You'll also be qualified for the grand prize of upgraded VIP tickets, a backstage tour, a VIP merch bundle, and behind the scenes access. Caller 20, you get the tickets right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Novo Nordisk just announced that you can now get Ozempic for half the price if you pay cash. A month's supply going to run you $499, which sounds like a lot until you remember usually goes for like $1,000. The company is cutting out insurers and offering it directly to consumers through their NovoCare pharmacy and platforms like GoodRx. The move comes after the government has been pressuring drug makers to lower prices, especially for diabetes and weight loss medications that are cheaper everywhere else. But here, the discount is only for those with a prescription, though. But if you've been buying knockoffs out of someone's trunk or something, maybe look into this instead.
It's a good idea. Now, assuming there's no strings attached, like you're not bound to it for, you know, 3 or 4 years, that sounds like a great deal. Half price.
It's just like a regular prescription. You know, you're just not using your insurance this time. You're going direct to them and getting it for straight cash. So there's another option if you're looking to get on that Ozempic train. Also this morning, a new study has found that Gen Z is taking family support to a whole new level at work. 77% of Gen Zers admit to bringing a parent to a job interview. And 79% say their parents have communicated with their managers for them. This is bad, you guys. This is really bad. Some even had mom or dad write their resume or complete work assignments for them. Look, I love my mom, but if she ever called our boss on my behalf, I would be absolutely mortified. Experts warn that this kind of over-involvement makes young workers look less credible, but I mean, maybe at least their emails are typo-free, you know, if their parents are writing them.
Now, how about this? How about if you had a job interview and you bring your parent, but they're not aware of it? That's okay, right? Maybe they just hang outside at the mall.
I guess if you need the moral support, I just think there's really something to be said for doing things independently. And that really helps you learn what it's like to be an adult, you know?
That's true. That's true. I was going to share something, but you know what? After we just said.
Just say it.
No, say it.
I want to know. What was it? What did you take your mom on a job interview?
My dad came with me to a job interview at Banana Republic, and he stood outside, but he didn't talk to the manager. It was just for
moral support.
Yeah, moral support. He wanted to. He cared. And he was also my ride at the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's your ride, I totally get it. Go to the food court, grab an Auntie Anne's or something while you're waiting for me. Finally, this morning, Entertainment Weekly, they just put out their list of the 50 best high school movies of all time. And honestly, it reads like a time machine. At number 2... we've got Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which basically invented the stoner in the back row. Sliding into 3rd is Dazed and Confused, because we're all still, all right.
I love you know that.
The top 5 also includes Rebel Without a Cause, Heathers, for anyone who thought high school drama should come with a body count. The rest of the list hits everything from Clueless to Ferris Bueller to Mean Girls to Carrie, but the crown jewel, the movie that proved that Saturday detention is just free group therapy. The Breakfast Club, the number 1 best high school movie of all time. Do you agree with that?
I can see why. Like, I can see why that's a classic. But as a high school rom-com connoisseur, let me tell you, do you know, based off this song, do you know what movie this is, Mercedes?
I
can't get enough of you,
baby. I know the group is Smash Mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't know the movie.
Jennifer Love Hewitt in Can't Hardly Wait was a goddess to me. It's when she's new at the school, dating the popular guy. She breaks up with him and starts dating the nerd. This is through the course of the movie. But
is that like a knockoff of Can't Buy Me Love?
Did you say knockoff?
Yeah, why?
Oh my God, I'm so hurt. No, I'm kidding. But
I'm not saying that to be insulting. Yeah, like, is that, or a remake, I guess. I'm sorry. Yeah, is that like a remake of Can't Buy Me Love?
Similar plot lines.
Okay.
I like both of them, but I like Can't Hardly Wait a little bit more. I think it just had more substance. If you and the kids are free, especially with Matt, I'm sure he would love to watch it. I highly suggest Can't Hardly Wait. The ending scene, just do me a favor. If the ending scene, just, I need to know if it makes you tear up. That's all I want to know.
Okay.
The ending scene hits home so hard, at least for me.
I'll put that on the queue. I think the best high school movie out there, by far, and Steph, you can back me up on this. I'm just going to say one word.
I think I know.
3, 2, 1. Burr! It's cold in here. There must be some clovers in the atmosphere.
Oh, I said Toros.
You said Toros.
I didn't say clover. You're right. It's the OGs. So, excuse me, Gabrielle Union. It's the clovers.
Burr! This,
all-time favorite.
I could watch this movie over and over again.
Spirit fingers.
My favorite part is coming up here.
O-E-O-E-O.
What?
Ice. Break it down.
What is going on here? This is awesome.
You haven't seen it. Here we go. Yeah.
Oh, and the mascot is he in a clover or a leprechaun?
Leprechaun, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's the best movie of all time.
Do we have time? Can y'all do that again?
I said burr.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Casting by from the Paul Powell Studios.
Sabrina Carpenter, her new album comes out on, I think it's on this Friday. Oh my gosh, it's coming up.
Yeah,
it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. So Las Vegas has seen some wild scams, right? This one might take the cake. Over the weekend, you probably saw on social media at XS Nightclub, Inside Wynn, and at the outlet malls here in town. A guy who people are saying looked a whole lot like Justin Bieber, which I honestly don't see it. Like, what? Like, I don't see it at all. But this guy managed to pull off the ultimate Vegas con. He rolled in with an entourage. He convinced the staff at XS that he was Justin Bieber. And he even got the night's headliner, DJ Griffin, to hype him up on stage. He was singing. The crowd went crazy thinking Bieber was in the building. But here's the problem. It was not Justin Bieber. It was this French impersonator guy who's been doing this for years. He's got the tattoos, the haircut. Long story short, the resort banned him for life and slapped him with a bill that was pushing 10 grand. And now everyone's just like, how in the world did we get scammed by this guy? I mean, I don't see it. I don't see it. This guy did not look like Justin Bieber. His name's Dylan Desclos. And I was like, yeah, this just looks like some random Brad, you know?
I could see how people would pass him for Justin Bieber if you're not looking closely. But, you know, it's funny. When I heard about the story, it got me thinking, if anyone's ever been mistaken for a celebrity, somebody famous, and if so, who was it? Because I got one for you. By the way, the number is 702-364-9400. Feel free to call in now or text. But I was down in Miami. This is a while ago, maybe like 5-6 years ago. I was at the Hard Rock. I'll never forget it. I was in a urinal, and there was a guy adjacent to me, and he peers over to his left. He looks at me, and I don't think anything of it. I'm like, okay. And I move over to the sink, wash my hands, and I exit. And I would say maybe like five, maybe less than that, about 3 to 4 minutes later, he goes, Hans, Mr. Han. And I'm looking around because he's pretty loud. And I look to my behind me and it's him walking up to me and he's got a pen and he's saying, I love the music, man. Can I get an autograph? And I'm not putting it all together, but I'm just going with it, to be honest with you. I didn't even say anything verbally. I'm like, okay. So I give him an autograph, Mr. Han. And then while I'm mid-autograph, I realize he's talking about Linkin Park, Mr. Han. He was the DJ at the time. And I can see how he might think it was me. We had the same hairstyle at the same time. But I didn't want to disappoint him. You know what I mean? He was so excited. I was thinking about in the back of my head saying, should I tell him the truth? I'm not the guy from Linkin Park. But I felt bad, so I did it, and he went about his way and probably told his wife and kids about it. And that's my story. I forever will be in this gentleman's mind, Mr. Han from Linkin Park, the DJ.
So somewhere on some guy's Instagram, he's got a picture with you and he's so excited. Like, he's like, I'm this guy's number one fan and it's you. And people are like, who is that? Like, what are you talking about?
Right. Until you look at the comments and people are saying, that's not Mr. Han,
yeah.
Imposter.
Victoria, good morning. Have you ever been mistaken for a celebrity?
Yes, I'm Kate Blanchett. So back in the day, I shaved my head for St. Baldrick's. And when she was in the movie, Benjamin Button, and my girlfriend drove a Bentley and we went to Costco and we got followed around Costco thinking I was cute.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I see Victoria's pictures and you do look like Kate Blanchett. You really, I could totally see that. Do you still get that or was it only that one time?
No, I still get it every now and then, but now my hair's darker, but it's the Australian accent too, so I can throw it off if I want to.
Yeah.
Hit me up,
yeah. If you want Kate Blanchett to do the next big celebrity event there at XS, hit her up. We've got her number for sure. That's hilarious.
Somebody said, I think I said a text message, someone said they saw somebody famous that looked like you, no? I could have sworn I saw a text message.
Oh, no, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Maybe not. Sorry. Forget it. I thought I saw a text message saying that you reminded somebody famous of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did they say who?
No, I have to go through the text messages. It would take a while. So.
Oh, geez. Sorry. Okay. I'm trying to think. Like, my husband, he gets it all the time. People constantly think he's Woody Harrelson. Like, we'll be somewhere and maybe, like, a restaurant or just walking around. The last time we were at Disneyland, and I heard these people going, is it him? Is it him? And they were, like, looking at him. And I was just waiting for the guy. And he's like, Zombieland? I don't know. Is Woody Harrelson in Zombieland? I don't know. But I heard them, like, the guy from Zombieland. And they're looking at him. I'm like, and I said to Matt, I'm like, hey, I think these people think you're Woody Harrelson. He's like, oh, my gosh. And we just kept walking. They didn't ask him for an autograph or a picture or anything. But it's just so funny. Like, if he ever meets Woody Harrelson, I really want to see, like, what happens with them. You know, there is a similarity there for sure.
I'm actually surprised. I thought your husband might fully embrace it and be like, yes, I am Woody Harrelson. You know what I mean?
No, I think he would feel too bad. Steph, do you ever get that? Or does your husband ever get that?
No, but lately, are you all caught up with Big Brother, Mercedes, on season 27? Mm-hmm. Okay, I know I don't look like her, but James is watching the show and he goes, you remind me of Ava from Big Brother. I'm like, what? What do you mean? And I don't watch the show, so
oh my God.
I didn't look nothing like her, but
you
I guess...
You don't, no.
It's her personality, so I guess she's very into, like, astrology and spirituality and just, like, stuff like that. So anytime Ava will come on the screen, he goes, babe, look, there's you. And she has, like, a big old sunflower hat. I'm like, this is not me.
She's my favorite character on Big Brother. Well, it's not even characters. Like, this is a reality show. This is like a real person. She's my favorite. I love her. And she's an aura painter.
Oh.
She paints people's auras. So she'll look at you and paint a picture with your aura around you based on what she's getting from you.
No wonder James makes fun of me because I'm the one that's always talking about, I love that person's aura. It's giving like yellow and blue. He goes, you don't even know how to read them. I'm like, I know. I just feel like it gives off aura colors.
Steph, take this as a compliment, but... I mean, I can kind of see it. The hair. I can definitely see the hair.
Absolutely not. No? I look nothing like her. Maybe it's just personality, but you won't see me walking around with a big old sunflower.
Oh, I'm buying you one. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Steph just came in here and goes, do you have Advil? And I actually had some, which was surprising. I was like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay this morning? The way you said, do you have Advil? Are you all right?
I mean, I'm getting older here and I don't recover as I wish I could and as fast as I could. But it's because this past weekend I was telling you guys, I went to my friend's bachelor party and it was like all guys and me, 16 guys. I'm the only girl. And I thought I could hang with the guys. I really did. And we were playing beer pong. We were playing card games. And what else did we do? We went to We All Scream in downtown. And it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like I wish I could be as fast as recovery wise as I wish I could, but I can't. But ultimately though, the bachelor party was really fun. I felt kind of cool because I was like, the only girl, you know what I mean?
I was gonna ask you about that. You mentioned this yesterday too, and I'm not trying to be like rude at all because I love you so much, but I'm genuinely curious. Did you crash the bachelor party? Like, it was all guys and you were the only girl there? Like, did you just show up and crash it or what?
Well, I mean, originally I was invited to the bachelorette party, but it was in Florida, and just cost-wise, I was like, I'm sorry, I couldn't make it, you know? And this was months ago. And then last week, the groom reached out. Oh, wait, now that I think about it.
What?
The bride reached out to my husband. The groom reached out to my husband and said, hey, James, we're going to be in town this weekend for the bachelor party. Would love for you to come. Bring Steph.
Oh, okay. You didn't share that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I was invited.
Was it a pity?
But was it a pity invite? Because it's like, oh, you know, if Steph doesn't get invited, she's probably going to feel left out.
Is that called a invite out of convenience?
I don't
know. Do you
think? Well, this is the thing. And then let me give you a backstory on our relationship. I'm really close to the groom. Like, he's like a little brother to me. And I am also close to the bride, but me and the groom are closer. And out of all of the 16 guys that were there, I'm pretty good friends with at least 14 of them.
Oh.
James, on the other hand, he is very close to the groom as well, but not as close as I am to the rest of the group. So it's kind of like, yeah, Steph should come. She's one of our good friends as well. But now that I think about it, the way he texted James was like, of course, bring Steph as well. But he didn't straight up ask me.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, why didn't he text you?
I don't know. Is it out of pity now that Mercedes is bringing this up?
Well, at least that makes me feel better that James is not like the buzzkill husband who has to bring his wife everywhere. You know, like we all know that person who has to bring their spouse everywhere. And it just like ruins the vibe. Like we had a girls' night out once and one of our girlfriends brought her husband. We're like, why is he here? Like we like him. It's fine. But like this was supposed to be a girl's thing. And so I wonder if they were like, oh, you know, bring Steph. But they were secretly like, don't bring Steph. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's so funny because there's a group picture of all of us, right? And then here I am in the front, like right next to the groom. Like I'm his best. I mean, I'm not his best friend, but I'm also a good friend. But I'm like sitting right next to him. And it's all a group of guys, 16 guys. And here I am, the only girl.
What do you think? 702-364-9400. Do you think it's like out of line to show up at the opposite party when no one else was allowed to? Like, were any of the other girls that couldn't make it to the bachelorette party, were they asked, like invited? Or is it fine if you're close with the groom or bride? Like when my brother got married and he had a bachelor party, it's my brother, but I didn't go to it. My husband went to it, who's definitely not closer to him than I am, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would it have been weird if I showed up? Well, like, I'm closer to him than you are, so I'm gonna be here too. Like, did Steph break the unspoken rule, or was it cool? 702-364-9400. Like, part of me just knowing you is like, it's cool, because I think you can fit in anywhere and not make things awkward. I really do feel that. But at the same time, I wonder if some of the guys are like, dude, why is she here? This is a bachelor party, you know what I mean?
And I also wonder, like, and I don't want to like pry on all of their relationships either, like their guys and their wives and the guys and their girlfriends. And I don't want to say like jealousy, but they're like, why was Steph at the bachelor party and I wasn't? Or like, what's like, if there's any insecurities there, not assuming there is, but like, oh, is Steph like going to make sure like they're behaving? Or I don't know. Like I think about those things, but I try not to at the end of the night, you know?
Well, in all fairness, your relationship with them is different though. You know what I mean? You said you're friends out of 14 out of 16. You said,
yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah, and they asked. They didn't. The more I think about what you're saying,
they didn't ask her.
They didn't ask her, but they said, you know what? Invite her. She does have a different relationship. You are good friends with the groom. It's okay.
But even if you're good friends with the groom, like I said, like the brother thing. Like, I mean,
tomato, tomato.
Okay. So we're getting some texts here. This one says, that's like breaking the girl code. You stay on your side of the fence. This one says, honestly, I'd rather be with Fremont Street with 16 dudes than with a bunch of women. Ouch. Let's talk to Ken. Let's see what Ken thinks about this. Ken, did Steph break a bachelor party code or was she good?
I think it can go both ways. It really depends on a group. Because, like, so, like, my brother, when he got married and he came out here for the bachelor party, he didn't, we went to strip club, but he wouldn't get a lap dance from, you know, the girl. But there's also other ones where this is the last hurrah that they can, you know, maybe just go out there and get a lap dance and they probably wouldn't be comfortable if that's what the case, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like it's beer pong and cards. This text says bridesmaids work so hard planning these trips, then Steph skips out and ends up at the boys' party. Slap in the face. This one says the bride's friends are probably thinking, cool, we bought the flight, hotel, and matching outfits, and Steph goes to Fremont Street for beer.
You gotta make you feel bad, man.
What's funny, at the end of the night, I'm like, it's a guy's trip. It's a bachelor party. I'm like, are you guys gonna go to the strip club? And like, if you don't want me to go and you don't feel like if you feel uncomfortable, then I won't go. But why am I over here like, let's go to the strip club?
See, Steph sounds like the fun one. I'd invite her to both parties too, honestly.
If it could be at two places at once, I could. But
if you find, though, that those ladies get salty with you, you just let me know.
Oh, Mercedes.
I know a guy.
I will.
All right. It is time to win. Time to play Heads Up. And we've got a really cool prize pack for you right now. We've got two tickets for you to check out the South Point 400 NASCAR race in October over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Along with that, we're going to hook you up with some NASCAR Media Day with Christopher Bell passes. He's a driver. You are going to be able to attend a meet and greet with him, a Q&A. We'll get you some VIP swag and, yeah, those tickets to the NASCAR race. So caller 20 right now, you are going to play Heads Up. You pick your category. You get six answers in 60 seconds and you will win. Caller 20 is playing right now, 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Vegas kids are on fire in Williamsport. The Summerlin South Little League team just pulled off a 1-0 walk-off win in extra innings against South Carolina. And get this. South Carolina's pitcher threw a no-hitter through six innings, so total heartbreak for them, total glory for us. That win makes our boys 3-0 in the tournament, and tomorrow they're facing Connecticut at noon, our time. You can watch it on ESPN, so yes, clear your lunch break for that one. And if you missed it earlier, we had Coach TJ Fexer on the show. You can hear that full conversation coming up here at 9 o'clock. He's got that perfect mix of like proud dad energy and baseball wisdom. I thought it was really cool to talk to him this morning.
Yeah, I thought he was just like what you said. Great guy. Hey, school me real quick. A no hitter is what?
When the team has not hit any of the pitches that the pitcher has thrown.
Got it. Yeah. I thought so. Just wanted to check myself.
Not everyone knows baseball. Yeah, feel free to ask any of your baseball questions. I aim to please. That's my favorite sport, and I'll help you any way I can. Also this morning, okay, I hate to ruin this for you, but apparently those little paper toilet seat liners that we all grab in the public bathrooms are basically useless. The BBC says that they don't block germs at all, because the paper is porous. Translation, your protective layer is just like decorative, if anything. Experts say hovering, not much better either, since that can actually cause bladder issues for a lot of ladies and UTIs. So the real move, they say, is wash your hands like a normal human, touch as little as possible, and when you flush, sprint. Get out of there. A virologist even admitted his official method is flush and flee, because that water like comes back up and can get all over you. So get out the way. Move. Get out the way. Imagine someone kicking open a stall door like they're in like Mission Impossible just to like avoid the toilet spray. That's what you're supposed to do.
Mercedes, I don't know if I believe that. I really don't, because it's a protective layer. Now, what if you triple layer? You see what I'm saying? Because I use like three or four.
Okay.
And I just don't. You're saying it's not porous, but I don't know if I buy it. I'm still going to do it, whether it's decorative or not, or it's ineffective or not. It makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah. Hey, as long as it makes you feel good, I'm going to go with the BBC on this one. But yeah, you do you. If you feel good about it, go for it. I'll probably still use them too. But just so you know, we're just wasting our time, basically.
Okay.
Finally, this morning, dating is already nerve wracking, but now we've got some stats on the conversations that are most likely to stress you out. At the top, relationship history, relations, and finances. Those are the top stressful conversations when you are dating. Rounding it out are religion, marriage, and kids. Basically, if you bring up any of these on the first date, you're either soulmates or you're never seeing each other again. The survey also found younger people get more stressed out about money, while older people fight more about politics, which honestly, it makes sense. Nothing says romance like, you know, splitting an appetizer and then arguing about your tax bracket or something like that. What do you find, like, in the dating world is the most stressful thing to discuss?
Yeah, I think it's how you word things. Look, I'm in agreement with everything you're saying, but when it comes to money, maybe it's about, like, intention. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you could craft the wording like, hey, so what are your goals? You can kind of, you can get an idea of someone's background financially just based off conversation without even asking straight out, how much money do you make? You know what I mean?
Is that an important thing for you to kind of get out of the way right at the beginning?
Absolutely not.
No.
No. It's definitely more about the person, but it's cool to, I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's cool to get an idea of, you know, how they live every day. What do they do for work? I mean, you know, these are like normal questions. But yeah, I don't think it would sound really weird for to just ask straight out, how much money do you make, regardless of what generation? That's just me, though.
I would be willing to bet that there's someone out there that has been asked that before. Like, I agree. I would never ask that. But I'm sure someone's just like, so, you know, how much money do you make a year? Like, you can definitely tell what someone's intentions are if that's like the first question, you know?
Yeah, I'm willing to bet that person might be single.
Are they hot or not? You know, sometimes the looks will trump that stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think that far, actually.
I don't agree. Right. I don't agree, but there you go. It's mixed. I'm at a party I don't want to
be at. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.